We live in a world where we're conditioned to want instant results with minimal effort. For example, I read a stat that says Americans spend approximately $80 billion a year on lottery tickets, but that the chances of winning with a single entry are, get this, 1 in 14 million. In other words, hoping for instant riches is probably not a good strategy for life success. The odds are most definitely not in your favor. Nevertheless, seeking instant success seems to be our default mode. If there are podcasts that try to tell stories about people who work hard every single day but haven't yet achieved anything really noteworthy, well, it's doubtful anyone would listen very long. In fact, that psychological bias makes it so that we most easily notice people who achieve great things. We're bewitched by success stories, unable to turn away from their dazzling brilliance, as if someone had flashed a giant priceless heirloom of gold and diamonds and other jewels in our face. And of course, all forms of media reinforce this bias by only talking about success stories. It makes it seem like success falls on some people overnight as if by magic or some super secret formula. But as consultant and award-winning entrepreneur David Garland has pointed out, something rarely talked about in media is the patience required to achieve that dazzling success. To create anything of value, a business, a ministry, a building, a world-class product, a good reputation, it takes time and hard work and a lot of both. Sure, there are plenty of stories about so-called overnight success. But if you dig a little deeper, you realize that these overnight successes were years in the making. In fact, there seems to be a recurring pattern to it all. Maybe you've noticed it as well. I first noticed it back in the 90s when I was a youth pastor. From the moment I graduated high school in 1986 until my last job as a director of family ministries at a congregation in Orlando, I spent roughly 18 years in and around youth ministry in one form or another. It really was a tremendous time of my life, and I not only had some amazing experiences, but I learned some incredible things that have really served me quite well ever since. One of those things came about early on in my full-time youth ministry career. It was the mid-90s, and I was serving at a congregation on the Gulf Coast of Florida. It was then that I first became certified by a company called Sun Life Ministries. I won't take the time to give you the whole backstory, but in a nutshell, the Sun Life strategy was developed by Dr. Dan Spader, who spent years studying the life of Christ, but not just for theology or doctrine. Instead, he studied the life of Christ for strategy. And what did Christ do? And when did he do it? I mean, surely the methods of the single most pivotal and influential figure in all of human history are worth exploring, right? So what was the strategy of the Son of God's life on earth? So here's the quick version. In phase one, the first 12 to 18 months, Jesus focused completely on building relationships with a few. He stayed in rural settings and had only two recorded miracles mentioned in Scripture. In phase two, Jesus focused on identifying those who were responsive to his message and then began equipping them as a ministry team. In phase three, Jesus focused on mobilizing his team for evangelism. Most of phase three takes place in a city setting. It's focused on reaching the masses, and the scriptures record many miracles during this phase. Phases two and three together last about 9 months. Phase four comes sometime after 2 years, and it's called Restructuring for Multiplication. The focus was on intensive training and multiplication of leadership through the development of the 12, the 70, and the 120. That's the Son's 3-year strategy during his ministry life on earth, the strategy he used to lay the foundation for the strongest, most enduring movement of all time. Of course, that 3 years is just the solid foundation. It took probably 20 years more to turn that foundation into something that could endure explosive growth and continual conflict from schisms, attacks, murder, famine, heresy, and so much more. But as Jesus said in Matthew 7, and as any architect or builder will tell you, without a solid foundation, anything you build is going to collapse. The foundation is the key. So going back to my story about my youth ministry days, even as a fairly green youth pastor, I had already noticed an interesting pattern among my peers in youth ministry. Most youth pastors didn't last more than 18 months in their job before they moved on. And the ones that seemed to be really successful, they didn't even hit their stride until after the third year. So, as you might imagine, when I learned about the Sun Life strategy, my mind was blown by the similarities in timing. In fact, I never ever forgot that curious pattern, and then I started noticing it in other places. For example, it used to be common sense wisdom that any new business needs at least 18 months to start a foundation and 3 years to really have something that can last. That's pretty remarkable. Now, fast forward another decade to 2008. Chris Anderson, a former editor of Wired magazine and author of the book The Long Tail, wrote a blog post saying that when he was a journalist for The Economist, there was a policy of rotating staff every 3 years in order to get, quote, fresh eyes, end quote, on different content areas. He then makes a reference to the blockbuster Malcolm Gladwell book, Outliers, which also came out in 2008, in which Gladwell says it takes 10,000 hours of intensive practice to achieve mastery of complex skills and materials, like music and sports, etc. Gladwell's 10,000-hour rule comes from a study co-authored by Anders Ericsson, a professor of psychology at Florida State University. Ericsson says the part of the study that Gladwell didn't write about is that the 10,000 hours also required a great teacher, a coach, or a mentor who could help that student know what to deliberately practice. Anywho, Chris Anderson points out that, quote, if you really throw yourself into a job, you could spend 60 hours a week working. That's 3,000 hours a year, allowing for vacation, which means you'll hit the 10,000-hour mark a few months after your third year, end quote. So let's see. 3 years, day and night, with Jesus Christ, the single greatest mentor in human history. Yeah, I could see how that Sun Life strategy might have been beneficial for building the church's foundation. In his 2015 book, Content Inc., author Joe Pulizzi shows that his Content Inc. model has been used over and over and over by many very successful brands, but it takes time. He recommends a minimum of 12 months just to get started. Does that sound familiar? In fact, he points out it takes, on average, 3 to 5 years to go from nothing to something accomplished. Or how about a lesson from nature? Gardeners know all about perennials and their, quote, sleep, creep, leap nature, end quote. As blogger Catherine Winter points out, when most people plant seeds in their gardens, they check on them daily to see whether or not they've germinated. But with perennials, you probably won't see any signs of life in year one. This is because the first year's growth all happens beneath the soil surface. While those plants appear to be sleeping, they're actually developing this elaborate root structure that will make it possible for them to thrive and produce for years to come. In year two, you finally start to see the signs of life. This is the creep stage, a little fruit or a little flower here or there. But year three, that's when the leap happens, or when Winter says your response will likely range between yay and holy moly, what am I going to do with all this stuff? So what's my point? It's mostly this. Overnight success is a pure myth. There's no such thing. Every so-called overnight success story has a backstory that involves years of blood, sweat, and tears. Writing for Forbes, Luis Romero says, quote, what most people call overnight success is actually the market suddenly realizing the value of a great product or service that had been kept in obscurity for far too long, while its creators refused to give up, end quote. Okay, I think you get the point. Here's what I want you to walk away with. If you are thinking of starting something new, I encourage you to determine now that you will not give up too soon. Have a plan in place that will enable you to give it at least 3 years, and then reevaluate. And if you've already started something that isn't growing as fast as you'd like, stick with it. Don't give up. Remind yourself that even Jesus took 3 years to build a solid ministry foundation that could carry on and thrive long after his ascension. In the immortal words of Master Po from the 70s TV show Kung Fu, "Patience, grasshopper." Building something that matters is a marathon, not a sprint. And to be clear, patience isn't an excuse to simply sit around and wait for something to come to you like some sort of secret manifestation where things just magically appear. You have to work for it. Those that want it will get it, and those that don't simply won't. But also, as an angel of the Lord said to the prophet Zechariah, quote, "Do not despise these small beginnings, for the Lord rejoices to see the work begin," end quote. Your time will come if you are committed, deliberate, and are getting the very best coaching possible in order to help improve your mind. Because remember, a better mind always leads to a better life.